Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And it is a Monday. It is Monday, February the 13th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to actually engaging this show with you all. But before we get into that, let's get into the important things of us supporting Black Talk Radio Network. You've heard us say it here before. You know the importance of it all, but we must say it and repeat it again so that we can continuously have add new listeners and so that they'll know what's really going on with this network. Black Talk Radio Network is always in need of your overall financial energy for you to support the network in order for it to maintain the overall direction and the overall information that's been given to you that you consider valuable, that you consider relative, that you consider necessary. In order for that to be facilitated, ladies and gentlemen, we must give some of our financial energy, just like anything else. If you want anything to live and to remain relevant, it needs energy. Well, the financial energy that you can give to this network will ensure that it will be here tomorrow and continue to develop and bring you the programming that you cherish and come to see as a very, very relative importance to our overall direction. And you can easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and there on the website, you'll see on the far right-hand margin, you'll see the icon or the setup for the donation. It's in green and white, the holding hands. You could just click that and follow the prompts through where you can give some of your financial energy. What is that? Some of your cash, so that this network can continue to acquire the resources and the things that's needed to keep going. And believe me, all of your donations are extremely, extremely appreciated. Regardless of how much they are, they're extremely appreciated. So give some of your financial energy so that this network can remain relevant and continue to do what it's been doing and get only better as this programming gets even better and we continue to grow. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet for you all, some of the listeners. A social media network as well is known as BTR Community, and you can find it right there on the website. Just below the donation prompt, or you can go to www.btrcommunity.com, and that will lead you into the social media network that's been put together by Black Talk Radio Network in order for you to engage in all of your social media without being as adversely affected by mainstream media that you would otherwise, and some of the mainstream ones, such as you know them all, Snapchat, Twitter and Facebook and all of that other stuff. A lot of people don't realize that they're adversely affected by whatever you post on there. You can never get off. And it's funny, and they use it against you because it's data mining, ladies and gentlemen. Many of you have even may have applied for employment or so forth and so on. And one of the selectors was they looked at your Facebook page and they were able to look at who you are, and they use that as a dequalifier. So many, many, many things. You know, just to speak to that, I guess the celebrity figurehead, Donald Trump, was meeting with the Prime Minister Japan, the celebrity figurehead Prime Minister of Japan, at resort, and one of the members of that resort actually got a picture with a couple of people from the presidential so-called entourage. And one of the people that he got, and he put it off on Facebook, he took a picture of a guy named Rick, and he said, "This guy is Rick, and Rick carries the nuclear football." Showed his face, showed a picture of him carrying it and everything else, or if that is him, I'm not quite sure, but that's what he said that the guy did. Then he tried to take it down and everything else, and he got other, you know, pictures that became, a hotbed, so to speak, but it's not really. But that's what happens when you do that. Once you put anything on social media, it's gone for whomever to see it, to use it as they deem necessary. So, and that's what that whole program was all about. So come on to BTR Community. It's only $24 a year. And that yearly subscription is for the whole year. And you can engage in all of your social media outlets. You can, promote yourself, your business, some events that you think are relevant that needs some attention to be brought to it, or just some it needs more public exposure. You can do that. You don't have to worry about anyone selling your identity to any bidder. BTR Community doesn't do that. So it's a better way to engage in social media, okay, in your social media activities. Also, if you're interested in acquiring precious metals, if you're interested in saving in real money, because I know that most of us aren't paid in real money. We're paid in notes. That is nothing more than a slave's wage. You can go to Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT, and you can check us out there. Check out what's there in the what we have there in inventory. Then definitely you can email me at wolf6pack1. Now we got one of I brought some brothers on that are going to be putting on an event. Yeah, I see him, Scotty. I got it. I see some of the brothers that are putting on a very, very important event is online now, so I'm going to bring them up real quick so they can talk about their event that's coming up. Brother Soul and Sharif, you there?
Yes, sir. Peace, brother. How you doing?
Got you there. What's up, sir? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing very well, man. How you doing?
Good. Always good to hear from you. Always good to hear your voice. And as my man, Brother David, says, it's always good to hear the voice of a friend. What's happening?
Absolutely, man. You know, everything is perfect over here, man. I appreciate you bringing this on so we can talk about the event. And also
sure.
Very appreciative of you agreeing to, be a presenter and speak, because, definitely, the information is needed and our people, we need to move forward and start arranging our business affairs and our private financial affairs properly so we can weather the storm.
Definitely. So is Sharif there too?
Sharif should be here.
Yeah, he's there. Okay, yeah, he's there. He's probably not muted. But tell us what's going on, what's the event, and why should people engage in this? And I know the importance of it, but just if you could introduce the event to some of our listeners, we'd greatly appreciate it, brother.
Okay, Sharif, yeah. Go ahead, Sharif.
Yeah, peace, everybody. Peace, fellas. You're Sharif Ali. Me and Sodell.
What's
we have
up, Sharif?
What's up, brother? Peace, brother David. How you doing? Shout out to Black Talk Radio Network. Shout out to Brother Scotty and Brother David.
Yeah.
Sando. So I just wanted to come through and tell everybody about the event. Thank you once again, David, for the platform. We just want to let individuals know that the name of the event is called Family Business Private Wealth. And the reason why it's called Family Business Private Wealth is because it deals with our people coming together collectively and doing that privately. So we're taking a very offensive approach, but at the same time protecting our assets. We live by the philosophy, own nothing, control everything. So we live by principles that rich people live by. And so me and Soda have been instructed in this information, and we specifically are handing this out to our people. Our event, we only go no more than 80 people event. We've had events in the past, and so most people say, well, why do I need to come to an event like yours? First of all, because we would like to ask any mature brother or sister, do you all have a trust? This is family business, private wealth. This is how wealth is perpetuated And this is how we instruct the youth to do this and other our constituents to do this. And so we want to share this information with brothers and sisters, and that's what we will be, that's what we will be doing. So on the 25th of March, it is in Dallas, Texas. And so you can RSVP by contacting us, and Soto will give you those details. But once again, most people don't understand what a trust fund baby is. I'm sure you have a very eclectic audience, David. And so by that being the case, there's a lot of people that are not aware of how to administer or run a business or an estate. An estate is for your family, family business, and we have to administer it privately. It's private wealth. See, most of our people are not educated on the public and private aspect or a trust. And so me and Soap, we are charitably giving our time to the public, to our people. We're having an event on the 25th. You all can contact us for details for the exact location, as well for the details as far as cost. And we would love to shake your hand because we do have a private community, and that's something that we're looking to continue to do. But we have to be aware for all of the brothers and sisters on the line of African indigenous descent. That is what we do this for. So me and Soda are here to serve our community in particular because we understand the needs of our community. Our culture has to stand around. And so we will have events where we can come together collectively on an economic basis, not just to watch a movie and not just to have a cookout. We will actually come together and, do business together. And so we have to put these matters out before each other. Because if we don't have the same structure, brothers and sisters, we will never be able to do business together. We have to come to accord on a certain business level. So I'm sure So can elaborate on that a little bit more.
Bringing it more down to earth, you know, for the people, more accessible information, day to day, month to month, year to year, information on how to administer your wealth, whether you work a W-2. Employee job, you're a contractor, doesn't matter. There are ways and specific entities, private as well as public, that can be utilized to shelter income, avoid specific taxes, which is legal. Avoidance is legal. Evasion is illegal. And as well as to control more of the wealth, as well as the trust. We have family trust, business trust. We use those in conjunction with, public entities, but we also are going to be presenting family foundations, which is really just, an entity or a vehicle that, through charitable donations, we can control more of our wealth for charitable donations and charitable movements that more of a family are interested in versus having to worry about what the government is doing and so on and so forth with the money, as well as, it is beneficial in other ways. So that event is, once again, March 25th. It's in Dallas. It's at Dallas-Fort Worth. It's going to be in the airport area. To RSVP, definitely send us an email, hfrn.foundation@gmail.com. hfrn.foundation@gmail.com. Sharif Ali, he's going to be speaking on trust. So L, myself, I'll be speaking on foundation. David's going to be there. And, we're going to have some of our other mentors there as well, speaking on how to correctly and from a place of control and limited liability, arrange our private affairs properly and administer not only our public affairs as well as our private affairs, which ultimately not only is going to lower, specific people's tax brackets, but it's going to do it in a way that's beneficial to the entire family, not just the individual and the government. So we definitely hope you're able to join us. It's going to be very informative. We like to keep it private. We like to keep them small. So, to RSVP one more time, hfrn.foundation@gmail.com. We'll get you the rest of the information, let you know who the presenters are, and the next steps too. meet us there in Dallas, March 25th. David?
Brothers, so true. And the overall benefits that you will get for the selected few people that will be there, because they're only going to take so many people. And the overall benefit is huge. And I know some of the presenters that will be there. I know these brothers, dynamic, as you can already see, dynamic brothers. They know what they're talking about. And just their agenda and who they will have, the speakers on their agenda are going to be dynamic. And this is not where you can go to something where the people that are presenting it are the only ones that are benefiting it. You will benefit this primarily for yourself and your family and your heirs. It's so, so important. And this is something that I engage in, and this is the relationships that I have with these brothers and some of the people that will be there and will look forward to meeting you all. That will be March the 25th, 2017, in Dallas. I believe it's going to be at the DoubleTree Hotel, but Sharif and Salt will let you know exactly where it is. RSVP with them. It's from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. So one more time, fellas, give them where they can contact you, the RSVP, and make their arrangements to come to Dallas.
Yeah, one more time. That is HFRN period foundation at gmail.com. So we look forward to seeing you there. And, David, we definitely appreciate you, you know, allowing us to come on the platform. So, and we look forward to seeing you there as well.
Definitely. This is, you know, our platform, and definitely you and Sharif need to come back and continuously, because, you know, we got to continuously remind, and this is so beneficial. Believe me, this is whatever the overall entry fee is, it's going to be far, far worth it for yourself, because what you'll come away from with is that you will realize that, oh, man, I can be relevant financially. And protect myself at a more beneficial way than what we've been taught in school. So you have to be there, March 25th. So, brothers, we'll stay in contact.
David.
Thank you. And then yeah, go ahead, Sharif.
Can I say one more thing, brother?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, brother. It's real simple. If individuals think that they can have conversations in the public about how to solve their financial problems, they're sadly mistaken. There's information that David will not release on this public platform. So we have an individual's in your audience, David's audience, has the opportunity to hear David in a private setting, to be able to hear him with more of the boxing gloves off. You know, and so, you know, I just want to spread the purpose that it's a private wealth. David helps individuals understand and know about private wealth. A lot of his listeners understand private wealth. Well, guess what? You need to get David in a more intimate setting in Dallas. You need to reserve the time so you can be there with him. And we're going to be doing this for a 7-hour period, so you all get a chance to rub elbows with David privately. See, it's only so much you can talk about on the public airways when you're calling from your house. So it's time to do it privately. We have to build wealth privately. But most of us don't know about the private. So, yeah, David, I just wanted to say that, brother. We're listening into your show today, brother, as always.
Definitely, definitely. Much love, much respect. And it won't just be me that's there. Believe me, these two brothers, you'll be able to, like Sharif said, you can speak to them privately. Some of the other speakers and presenters that will be there, you'll be able to speak with them privately. And believe me, that's something you definitely want to do, because Sharif is very true. I'm limited in what I can really say. And most people that are on the radio are limited in what they can say, especially when it comes to you individually, because there's a collective prudence that we have to have among ourselves. And this is a great way to establish it. March the 25th. The Vault Group is presenting this to you all for your private and family wealth. This is something that you definitely want to be a part of, and if you would like to contact me, you definitely can, and I will make sure that you get the information about the event, and we will definitely be there in Dallas on the 25th. Looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll, there's a couple of other things that we're going to be doing, but it's going to be well worth your time, your effort, and the small financial obligation that you would make to be there. But what you will gain in return is that you will be able to set up for having real prosperity to be controlled by you and your family. So, and the benefits of that you are just ridiculous. So thank you, brothers. And come back on and let's talk about it until we get there. And looking forward to seeing you all again, you brothers again, and hanging out with you guys, because, you know, we always have a blast when we come together. It's so funny. Whenever, because I have a schedule of places that I go, and these two brothers are there, and I met them at one of these type conferences. And at lunch, I don't care who's there. I always go with these two brothers to spend some time, because this is just, you know, it's just so, they mean so much to me. And so I truly, truly appreciate you two brothers. And so we'll see you guys March 25th, and then come back on. Let's continue to put out the information to the people so that they will be there on the 25th.
Absolutely. We appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Oh, definitely, fam. Talk to you all soon. Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace.
All right, everyone. So that's the March the 25th, 2017, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. here in Dallas. And so definitely make your, you know, RSVP yourself. Be there. You will be happy, happy that you're there. There's some things, that some surprises that I'll have, especially for Tando Radio Show listeners. Something that I'm going to do special for you guys, because I definitely would love to meet you all as well. So with that being said, let's jump into what's in the news, and then we're going to get into today's show. Let me just mute these lines so we won't have any. Okay, so first, and then my man Scotty said North Carolina is friendly to those type of entities. Exactly, Scotty, they really are, and it's so much to it. And definitely will, and would love for everyone to be there. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. Let me see if I can, okay, cool. First article, I didn't post that much this weekend, just a lot of stuff, you know, going on, as you already know, but just a couple of things, and then we're going to get into today's show. All right, so first, this one comes from Reuters. Tennis. Germans outraged as U.S. plays Nazi version of the anthem. German tennis has responded with outrage after the United States Tennis Association, the USTA, made an embarrassing error by playing the Nazi-era version of Germany's national anthem during a Fed Cup tie in Hawaii. The version played included the first stance being what the Nazis had carried as their anthem, and it was as Nazi propaganda. And then what I did is that I posted the actual YouTube video of that. And let me tell you something. This was no mistake. Listen to this. They didn't play it like it was on they were playing a recording of it. They had someone come out and sing the darn thing. And my man L.A. Ramon said, "What was that about?" And he said, "Wow." And my commentary was, the system is telling you everything, what they have planned for in the future, what they have planned for in the future. Shaking my darn head. This was no mistake. It was sending a message, and definitely it was. And then my man Ramon said, "How?" And he had a question mark. Then he says, "They're all in on it. The day is fast approaching." Exactly, L.A., you picked up big time. And so check out that YouTube video. Next article, very, very critical one. This is going to be about today's show. This one came from Martin War Institute, and this is from West Point. It's time to create a mega city combat unit, Martin Warfare Institute has said. And we're going to take a look at that very, very important article. Next article, this one comes from ABC News Los Angeles. 13 is over 130, and now is up to 180,000 under evacuation orders near Orville Dam in Northern California. At least 130,000 people, and it's actually even more, were asked to evacuate their Northern California homes yesterday, after authorities warned of an emergency spillway in the county's, in the country's tallest dam was in danger of failing and unleashing uncontrolled floodwaters on towns below. Hundreds of cars were in bumper-to-bumper traffic at Highway 99. This is all, people were not prepared for this. They were told they need to get out within an hour. So now they've been working on this spillway and hoping it to shore it up and to actually to strengthen it so that it will be able to endure the overall inclement weather and the rain that's going to be coming in Northern California. So this is going to affect a lot of people. The one of the largest, the tallest dams in the country is in risk of failing. And what if it fails? The overall wall of water that will go downstream is huge. They say that the overall water wave, the actual release wave from that would be over 35 feet tall. So, and this is why you always need to be prepared. And people, they gave them an hour to get out, and that was nowhere near enough time to get all of those people out, because then you're going to have what? Gridlock. And everything. So we'll definitely, hopefully that this does not happen, and hopefully this dam will be able to be short and the spillway will be able to withstand the overall inclement weather that's coming. And let me just tell you this. In my opinion, don't think after this dam was really, really dry, and now it's starting to have more capacity. And if this structure fails, because one bad thing is that once it went dry, all of that weight that it had to hold the overall spillways and the barriers and the overall dam in place, that overall weight was gone. So that caused the ground to erode even more. This could be completely, and I don't think it's a coincidence at all. Next article from Reuters. Hundreds of immigrants arrested in routine U.S. enforcement surge. U.S. federal immigration agents arrested hundreds of undocumented immigrants in at least four states this weekend. And what officials on Friday called, and it went into Friday and Saturday, we called routine enforcement action. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to continue to happen. Now, that was some of the things that was in the news. I did. Oh, it was one more that I posted that just came out. Very, very important. This one comes from Bloomberg. And this one was Venezuela's vice president said to be targeted for U.S. sanctions. The celebrity figurehead Trump administration is preparing sanctions against Venezuela's vice president, who has been under investigation for years by the U.S. authorities for allegedly participating in drug trafficking and money laundering, according to two people familiar with the matter. So isn't that amazing? Just check out that article. So just goes along with it, with everything. So, all right, so let's jump into today's show.
Hey, Dave.
Today's show. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, before you move on, go back to that question about, well, I have a question for listeners, and it's rhetorical, but how do you prepare for such a natural disaster? Oh. If you lived in that place and you couldn't get out, how do you prepare for the dam breaking? Well, the simple answer to that is don't move into a flood zone. All right, that's the simple answer. Don't right. live downstream from a dam. That's how you prevent right. that. But if you find yourself living, I mean, how many people actually know if they live in a flood zone or not? And how do you prepare for a flood zone? I would like to think you would have a raft or something. I don't even know then if that could save you if you're too close to the, to the dam. When that breaks, I mean, the force right. of that water, I doubt a raft will save you. So that's my question to preppers out there. How do you prepare for a dam breaking?
And you know what? Yeah, you do. And the key to that whole thing is that, as Scotty said, you have to know your surroundings. It's one of the things I didn't like about moving. because where I was in Southern California, I knew everything around there. Now, by moving to Texas, I have to get re-familiar with everything that's around me and what the overall threats around me are. And, you know, I found them out. But one of the things that you need to know, especially if you live in the spillway or the flood zone, and you're downstream of a dam, and especially one the country's largest, the tallest dam in the United States, you have to be constantly aware. And then when California was going through this great drought, you should have been monitoring, and you have to know what that drought was going to be doing and how it was going to adversely affect you and your family by way of compromising that dam. Because, like I said, once the water was no longer holding the reservoir in place, because once all of that water was lost, now erosion can kick in, and the dam itself will be compromised because it didn't have the overall pressure from the water to keep everything in place. So you need to be very familiar of your surroundings. You got to know what that means. And when you start to have the weather that you had in California lately, where the spillways were, you got to look at that from a standpoint that, yo, this is probably going to compromise this dam. I need to get out the darn way, even before the evacuation order, unless everything was rosy, everything was good. But in this case, with Orville Dam, that wasn't the case. It had been showing, and they had been talking about this compromise to the spillways, and that this whole dam could be compromised. The people that were living there, you need to be aware and know that. Just like now, there is a dam that's about to break, known as the United States economy. It's no different. We need to know these things so that you can prepare. You prepare for things going wrong when everything was okay. Because once things start to go wrong, you're not preparing for it anymore. You're responding to it. It's a different leverage. So for the people that got caught in this, and they should have some alternate routes. I'm pretty sure, but you got to know how many people are there so that if you do get that evacuation order, in my opinion, the first thing when that dam started to show signs of its structure being compromised, you should already had a plan, your car already set and packed, so that as soon as if at all you were waiting for them to call you, as soon as they called you, everybody in your family knew exactly what to do, what to grab. Everybody's assigned something. You jumped in whatever you had and got out the way, and you pre-positioned yourself out of the way in case you just need to go. So there's so many things that you got to be aware of in today's world. And this is just one example of when the dam breaks. And that's going to be the case here as well, because there's going to be many of dams that are going to be breaking. So great, great question. And great, you know, I'm glad you said that, Scotty. You do need to, as Scotty said, get out the way. Know where you are. Know where you live. You know, have all the necessary. The key to this whole thing is don't wait for that thing to happen. Don't wait for the fire department to come and knock on your door to say you need to leave, because guess what? There's a lot of people. They may not get to your block. They may not. You need to know. Be cognizant of your surroundings at all times, no matter where you are. Okay, so next, today's show. Today's show, the first hour, but it's probably going to be the whole show. We're probably going to have to do the 96-hour margin call later. Sorry about that, but this is, you know, today's show is very, very important. Some of the stuff I want to bring to you, but if we have time for the 96-hour margin call in the second hour, we'll do that. First hour is going to be the United States of America, two untied states of America. The only difference in the two, the United States of America is united. But what we're saying, ladies and gentlemen, the United States is not going to be so united any much longer. It's going to be the untied states of America. And I said the Covio reliquidation discharge of gods led by devils. And this is what I meant by that, is that many of us don't realize that we are creators. The great creator gave us the ability to create. So we are great creators as well. And we have allowed ourselves to be led by devils. instead of being the great creators that we truly are, we have allowed ourselves to be relinquished to being led by devils. And this is why there's going to be a coeval reliquidation and discharge, because this is not anything new. This reliquidation has been going on many a times throughout human history. And since the system has been the predominant force of control, surrendered control, since its reign, the system has systematically liquidated and discharged its slaves. And how they've done it for so many years is what they're going to repeat here, so that the United States of America is going to be the untied states of America. And this is going to fracture the states to leaving, the states to doing their own things, the whole economic paradigm once this dam breaks and the flood comes. And the flood is going to be by paper, ladies and gentlemen. By notes, by cash, worthless cash. And that is going to be just as damaging, just as deadly, just as controlling, and just as consuming as the great floods of the past. Because another great one is coming. So that's what today's show is going to be about. So I want to jump into it. One of the things I want to do real quickly, it's a couple of articles. I want you to hear something. Very, very important. This actually came from the Pentagon. We gave classes last year on preparedness, and we'll probably pick those back up. This is some of the information that I gave to some of the people that took our preparedness class. Played this for them about 4 months or so ago, about in October, for them to get prepared for what's happening. And this is, I want you to hear this. This is from the Pentagon, okay? This is actually from the Pentagon, and we're going to pick it up after there and talk about this. But at any time, after we finish, and once we open up the phone lines, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then all you have to do is hit **. That will unmute you. If I'm reading something, if I'm not on the board, if I'm talking, you can just, if I don't see you and call out your area code and acknowledge you, you can just say, excuse me, and then I know you're there. Okay, this is very, very important. So I want you to listen to what the Pentagon had put out. And it's only 5 minutes long. Very telling in what they said. Listen up. Because I always want you to know that they always tell you before they do it. Here we go. Oh, let me tell you real quick. This was from I got this from The Intercept that got this from the Pentagon. Here we go. Mega cities, urban future, the emerging complexities.
The future is urban. By 2030, urban areas are expected to grow by 1.4 billion, with that growth occurring almost entirely in the developed.
Okay, hold on. Sorry about that. Hold on. Oh man, got some. One of the things is my internet is bad here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to post it and put it in there. Scotty, you there? I'm going to put it in the chat. If you could play it real quick, that would be cool. Would you be able to do it?
Yeah, that's actually the best way to do it. But don't put it in the chat. Put it in BTR community, because this chat causes my browser down when I click on the link there. I need to let them know about that. But, yeah, put it in BTR community.
Okay. And okay, I think I got it back. Okay, here you go. If it doesn't work, I'll do it. Here we go.
World. Cities will account for 60% of the world's population and 70% of the world's GDP. The urban environment will be the locus where drivers of instability will converge. It is the domain that by the year 2030, 60% of urban dwellers will be under the age of 18. The cities that grow the fastest will be the most challenged as resources become constrained and illicit networks fill the gap left by overextended and undercapitalized governments. The risk of natural disasters compounded by geography, climate changes, unregulated growth, and substandard infrastructure intersect to frustrate humanitarian relief. Growth will magnify the increasing separation between rich and poor.
All right, hold on. I'm going to stop this because I'm going to put it in because I don't like the...
Religious and ethnic tensions will be a...
You need to hear this without interruption. So I'm going to post it in and just posted it in there for Scotty. So it's there. Let me make sure. And while we're doing that, let me give you the background on this and why this is so important. So I posted it there, Scotty, inside of BTR. If you could pull it up and then play it, I would greatly appreciate it. It's like 5 minutes long. Okay, so this is very, very important because I want you to really pay attention to what the Pentagon is saying, and then that's going to lead into today's show as to what you should be preparing for and what is to be expected. Now, one of the things I will say is that... Okay, Scotty got it. Here we go. You ready, Scotty?
The future is urban. By 2030, urban areas are expected to grow by 1.4 billion, with that growth occurring almost entirely in the developing world. Cities will account for 60% of the world's population and 70% of the world's GDP. The urban environment will be the locus where drivers of instability will converge. It is the domain that by the year 2030, 60% of urban dwellers will be under the age of 18. The cities that grow the fastest will be the most challenged as resources become constrained and illicit networks fill the gap left by overextended and undercapitalized governments. The risk of natural disasters compounded by geography, climate changes, unregulated growth, and substandard infrastructure intersect to frustrate humanitarian relief. Growth will magnify the increasing separation between rich and poor. Religious and ethnic tensions will be a defining element in the social landscape. Stagnation will coexist with unprecedented development as impoverishment, slums, and shanty towns rapidly expand alongside modern high-rises, technological advances, and ever-increasing levels of prosperity. This is the world of our future. It is one we are not prepared to effectively operate within, and it is unavoidable. Megacities are complex systems where people and structures are compressed together in ways that defy both our understanding of city planning and military doctrine. It is an ecosystem that demands a highly agile and adaptive force to successfully operate within. Infrastructures will vary radically, with concentrations of high-tech transportation, globally connected air and seaports, contemporary water, utilities, and waste disposal intermixed with open landfills, overburdened sewers, polluted water, and makeshift power grids. Living habitats will extend from the high-rise to the ground-level cottage to subterranean labyrinths, each defined by its own social code and rule of law. Social structures will be equally challenged if not dysfunctional, as historic ways of life clash with modern living, ethnic and racial differences are forced to live together, and criminal networks offer opportunity for the growing mass of unemployed. This becomes the nervous system of non-nation-state, unaligned individuals and organizations that live and work in the shadows of national rule. Where physical domains can be seen, digital domains will have limitless potential to breed and expand without limit. Digital security and trade will be increasingly threatened by sophisticated illicit economies and decentralized syndicates of crime to give adversaries global reach at an unprecedented level. This will add to the complexities of human targeting, as a proportionally smaller number of adversaries intermingle with a larger and increasing number of citizens. The scale and density of these domains is daunting. In a city of 10 million, where you hold the support of 99% of the population, the remaining 1% represents a threat of 100,000. It is an environment of convergence, hidden amongst the enormous scale and complexity of the megacity. These are the future breeding grounds, incubators, and launching pads for adversaries and hybrid threats. Linked globally, these are man-made labyrinths that provide refuge and movement across the vast sections of these cities where alternate forms of governance have taken control. The advice of doctrine, from Sun Tzu to current field manuals, has provided two fundamental options. Avoid the cities, or establish a cordon to either wait out the adversary, or drain the swamp of non-combatants and engage the remaining adversaries in high-intensity conflict within. Even our counterinsurgency doctrine, honed in the cities of Iraq and the mountains of Afghanistan, is inadequate to address the sheer scale of population in the future urban reality. From the streets of Aachen to the citadel in Wei, we have defeated adversaries who attempted to use urban terrain to their advantage. Urban conflict is written deep into the Army's histories. But in tomorrow's conflict, these megacities are orders of magnitude greater in complexity, and our current options do not meet strategic ends. Our future operations must allow us to rapidly return the city to the people. They will be too large and complex to isolate or cordon in their entirety, yet our soldiers will have to operate within these ecosystems with minimal disruption and flow. Our current and past strategies can no longer hold. We are facing environments that the masters of war never foresaw. We are facing a threat that requires us to redefine doctrine and the force in radically new and different ways. The future army will confront a highly sophisticated urban-centric threat that will require that urban operations become the core requirement for the future land force. The threat is clear. Our direction remains to be defined. The future is urban.
Okay, so that was put out by the Pentagon as
I was taking notes
training.
On that, Dave.
What's that?
I was taking notes.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very important. And there was a lot that was said there.
A lot that was seen that people need to see.
What did you say, Scotty?
It's a lot that people, you need to see the video and show the people that they're showing. When they mention religion, you know who they show, right? They show what?
Yep.
Muslims, right? They ain't show no Ku Klux Klan Christians or nothing like that. They ain't talking about them.
Nope.
And the cities that they show and what have you, again, most of the world, most of the planet is quote-unquote non-white, okay, of a
right.
melanated phenotype. And just quick notes right quick, they harder to target people.
Yeah,
that means, like, taking people out like they did Anwar al-Awlaki, a U.S. citizen, a Muslim cleric who preached against the murderous foreign policy of the United States. He also had Yemeni citizenship, and when he was over there, they killed him with a drone. So that's what, and then they killed his 16-year-old son. And then Trump's first action in Yemen with his name on it under his authority, they killed al-Awlaki's 8-year-old daughter, also a U.S. citizen. That's what I got when they said it's going to be harder to, I think he said human target, something to that effect. I have to go back and listen. So they're talking already.
Yeah.
What they were talking about was extrajudicial killings. Okay. And then drain the swamp. Where have I heard? Who have I heard use that term? The celebrity figurehead. Donald Trump during the campaign talking about draining the swamp of Washington, D.C. No, they're going to be talking about draining the urban, these urban centers that they're talking about. So, I mean, I'm going to stop there, Dave, but people need to go watch that as well as hear it again.
Yeah, that was, I played that for the people that took our preparedness class 4 months ago. This is actually about 6-7 months old, and it's very, very, it's so much to it, but we have to talk about what is being said here. What's the message that's being pushed across? Scotty has laid out a lot of it, but here's what I want to say. The Fitch Rating Agency said that the Trump administration is going to basically going to destroy the U.S. economy. This is Fitch Rating Agency. Now, the thing about that is that the everyday person like you and I, or the everyday person on the street, has no clue who Fitch are and why they said that, because they said that only for a certain people to know what was really going on and what they need to be preparing for. And this is critical. And I posted that, what they said, inside of Tando page on BTR community a while back. So everything is starting to lay out. But let me give you, let me put this all in perspective from my point of view as to why this is so critical. They always tell you before they do it, okay? And this is very, very important. What you just heard is the agenda of the future. And what you just heard was the untied states of America. They had talked about, you know, different things, and we're going to go over it again. You really need to comb it for yourself, but I really want to emphasize some of the highlighted parts of this whole thing. The most important thing that you needed to get from this was that the military has been training to bring about martial law here. And that, and there's going to be reasons and conditions that are going to be created for that to happen. One of the things that you can do to create that is what you're starting to see as being mainstream, but it has a much bigger tie and agenda to it all. This is moving towards the depopulation of the planet by way of war and through the martial law, and also the untied states of America. And that is going to come because America is in receivership. The so-called, like there's a celebrity figurehead president, there's a celebrity figurehead America. It's a corporation. And that corporation is run and controlled by the heirs and creator of that person known as the corporate of the United States. And it's in trust to them. And they can dissolve it at any time that they see deemed necessary. But see, they told you something different. They told you to pledge allegiance and to be patriotic to something that doesn't exist. It was all about control. And they're going to dismantle that, and they've been doing this for millions of years because it works. So, how much time we got? We got some time. Okay, so what we're going to look at in today's show is the untied states of America, how that, in my opinion, is going to come about and why it's going to come about and what does it really mean. It means the same thing that you've been seeing but not really been what you're not, the truth that you're not really been told by way of the system. The system only wants you to see certain things. They want you to see the dividing causes that maintain the overall instruments and the overall advent of control. Because when you focus on the dividing causes, you'll give your energy to the dividing causes and you will be divided. And why do they want you divided? Because when you are divided, ladies and gentlemen, when you are not sovereign, when you are not a warrior, you will become somebody's soldier or someone's subject. So the system has a right to invoke its sovereignty on you. Because they can do that because that's their will. That's the power of your will. You have the same will, but yours is divided. Because they understood the importance of schooling you in the measures, in the methods of control, while you are, and your energy is the objective of them. So when we come back, we're going to look at, take a look at this from my point, I'm going to just say from my point of view, what this means, why is it being done, and what are the next steps? What were some of the steps in the recent past that you need to know about, and what is going to be some of the present things and then the future things to come that you need to be preparing for? Because that's what this show is really all about. They tell you everything before they do it. And then at the last 15 minutes or 30 minutes of the show, we'll, wow, show goes by quick. We'll take your phone calls. But during this first, until I open up the phone calls, just hold off. Let me get through this so I get this stuff to you because it's very, very important. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Let's jump into a commercial break, come out of a commercial break, and we're going to get into the untied states of America. Very, very important. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Get in on the conversation. Once we open up the lines, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Once we open up the phone lines, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star, star. Now, we're going to jump into the untied states of America because that is what's going to happen. What do I mean by the untied states of America? It will no longer be the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. It will be fractured into, and the United States will go into receivership. And it will fracture and dissolve itself. But the overall paradigm of the institutions that created the United States will not be threatened or fractured at all. They will actually have gained even more strength and relevance because of that fracturing. Because in this fracturing, once the United States is untied, it's going to be untied because of it's going to go into receivership. Now, get back to, if you notice, one of the things that was said, that in the mega cities, what was the overall demographics of the major cities? It was completely young people. And there's a reason why for that, ladies and gentlemen, is because they do not want people that challenge them, because the youth is impressionable. And this is why they're going to ensure that is a youth movement in the world. But first is going to be a youth movement by way of depopulation. So let's jump into the untied states of America. What we need to look at way before this, I want to go back to 2013, May the 12th of 2013. The United States, the military came out with some new orders. And what these orders did, and it was, let me pull this up real quick. It was, they changed posse comitatus. I mean, they've been diluting it for a while. Posse comitatus means that there's a separation between civilian policing and military. Okay? And you can, and it's been happening for a while. Whenever you see military personnel walking around in their overall camouflage, their battle gear, that was illegal in the past, because the United States, you're only supposed to have civilian rule over the military. But now you have the military ruling everything. And a lot of people didn't see this coup happen, so to speak, but it really wasn't a coup. It was just a play that they've been using throughout history. They just brought it back because it worked so well. This is why you started to see the overall military equipment being given to the police departments, and it came by way of the LA riots by program 1033 and other programs, and it actually came from, actually a part of it was came from when Kennedy was killed. And then from the LA riots, That was the overall conditions that they created for these things to happen. So very, very critical. In May the 12th of 2013, the military had put the whole government on notice, and no one told you about it. We weren't on the air at that time. But this is what happened. The U.S. military did a power grab, and the power grab goes into effect. They did away with posse comitatus completely, but they've been dissolving this systematically for years, and they've been giving all of the reasons why they needed to do it by way of different events, false flags, or events that they created to have the overall fascist state present itself. This is why you're starting to see the national anthem of the Nazis being sung, because it's never left. So here's what it was. A Long Island Press came out with, and here's what it was. Here's what it says, an article from the Long Island Press. The Pentagon unilaterally granted itself authority over civil disturbances. The Pentagon gave granted itself, Pentagon unilaterally granted itself authority over civil disturbances. Real quickly, the manhunt for the Boston Marathon bomber suspect offered the nation a window into a stunning military-style capability of our local law enforcement agencies. For the past 30 years, police departments through the United States have been beneficiaries of the government's largest in the form of military weaponry and training incentives offered on the ongoing war on drugs. It goes way back to the war on drugs. It actually goes back much, much further. So I'm just going to read certain parts of this. The blurred lines, okay, goes on. Let me see. Pick it up here. For an average citizen that watched such events on as the intensity pursued of the Boston bombers on television, and remember with the Boston bombers on television, you remember watching this? You remember when the police were going out into the field and they were going into different neighborhoods and all the neighbors were running out and cheering them and everything else? That was the setup, ladies and gentlemen. That was them training you on how you're supposed to respond and what they wanted you to not to question, but that what they wanted you to believe. And that's one of the things that this system is great at. They're great at magic tricks. And the key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. So it went on. The lines blurred even further as a new dynamic was introduced to the militarization of domestic law enforcement by making a few subtle changes to the regulations in the U.S. code titled Defense Support of Civilian Law Enforcement Agencies. What the military did was they went and invoked itself through the U.S. code and titled it Defense Support of Civilian Law Enforcement Agencies. So what did that tell you? They wanted events to happen so that they could bring in their policies and then that they can bring in their procedures. What did they say? That what is happening right now? Celebrity figurehead is talking about we're being threatened because of this, this. It's all being set up, and here's how they do it. The military has quietly granted itself the ability to police the streets without obtaining prior local or state consent, upending a precedent that had been in place for more than two centuries, over 200 years. And that was posse comitatus, where the civilians ruled the military. Now it's changed. The most objective aspect of the regulatory change is the inclusion of a vague language that permits military intervention in the event of civil disturbance, according to the rule. Here's what comes from the Defense Support of Civilian Law Enforcement Agencies. Here's what it says, quote, federal military commanders, and I want Scotty to really listen to this, federal military commanders have the authority in extraordinary emergency circumstances which prior authorization by the president is impossible and duly constituted local authorities are unable to control the situation. to engage temporarily in activities that are necessary to quell large-scale unexpected civil disturbances. They have been playing out this whole thing for a very long time. And they put in the policies to bring about the procedures. What did this just say? It says that a military commander has the authority to invoke martial law without the president or without the governor. Let me read this again so you can hear it. Federal military commanders. What is a federal military commander? That is down to a daggone captain of a platoon, ladies and gentlemen. That could be just some
lieutenant. It could be a lieutenant.
Just out of high school, that's just out of college, can invoke martial law now. Here's what it says. Federal, and I'm going to go to Scotty real quick. Federal military commanders have the authority. Federal military commanders have the authority. So all you have to be is a commander. In extraordinary emergency circumstances where prior authorization by the president is impossible. Why would that be impossible for the president to give authority, ladies and gentlemen? Because they are going to, the 96-hour margin call is going to take care of that. And duly constituted local authorities are unable to control the situation. That means that the local authorities can't control it. To engage temporarily in activities that are necessary to quell large-scale unexpected civil disobedience, civil disturbance. What are they saying? See, what they're going to say is that we're here to protect you. No, ladies and gentlemen, they're here to enslave you. System is here to enslave you because they're going to create the environment for the unexpected large civil disturbances to happen. They're going to create the events for that to happen. This is where the military is now. Ladies and gentlemen, you're under martial law and you didn't know it already. And this has been happening throughout the country by way of their training, by way of their assets being strategically placed. Remember what Indiana said recently, that the law enforcement law enforcement now can use any force necessary to stop civil disturbance, meaning they can shoot into the crowd. Why is that, ladies and gentlemen? And what do you think that they're going to shoot into the crowd with? The military hardware, but it's not going to be just be done by the local civilian policing organization. It's going to be done by a quasi-military organization or a hired military organization or a brought-in military organization or the very military itself. They're telling you way before. Now they're creating all of the conditions for that just to happen. Indiana just said that law enforcement can use any force necessary by any, and they said, and they quoted Malcolm, by any means necessary. So now, they got rid of Posse Comitatus Act of 1878. They got rid of PCA. And why is that so critical, ladies and gentlemen? Because they're going to bring the events in that are going to be necessary. They're going to say it's necessary for the military to be here. And this has always been the setup. Now, what I want to do real quickly, I want you to listen to something that came out of West Point earlier last month. And this came out from the Modern War Institute at West Point. Here's what this article says. It's time to create a mega city combat unit. And this was done on January the 31st of 2017. It's time to create a mega city combat unit. I actually put that inside of Tando. Every year, more and more the world's population moves into cities. Why is that, ladies and gentlemen? Because the system is moving the population of people to where they can control them. They're moving them into the kill zone. They're moving into a place where they can control them by the overall confines of these cities. Here's what this article says. Every year, more and more of the world's population moves into cities because they are actually forcing that migration and is actually becoming a stampede that way. And how are they doing it, ladies and gentlemen? By way of economies. They can unravel the economy because they created it. They have the patent on it. And see, and since they have the patent on the economy, you are subject to that patent. That patent is not subject to you. Article continues. The number of megacities is growing exponentially. Both of these global patterns and their inevitable consequences of military operations as well as have been well documented. Yet we still do not have units that are even remotely prepared to operate in megacities. If we want to find success on the urban battlefield, the U.S. Army must inevitably find itself fighting on in the future that needs to change. There, throughout history, this thing is really light. Let me move this up. It's really light, so I'm going to move my head down. Okay. Throughout history, the military forces either sought to avoid or simply had no need to engage in urban combat. Most military doctrines and the strategy theory it is built upon encourages large land forces to bypass lay siege to, or if required, isolate, slowly clear cities from the outside in. The great armies of the world have historically fought for cities rather than in cities, a distinction with a significant difference. In case where military forces had no choice but to operate within cities, the environment also almost without exceptions proved very costly to both military and civilian casualties. Here's the key, ladies and gentlemen. These people set up the war games because they care nothing about who fights the wars, because they don't. They only benefit from the wars. And they create the dividing factors for those wars to be fought. And we foolishly fall for it year after year, generation after generation, because we become the regurgitators of what we are schooled in from a very young age, known as the institutions of programming learning, your local schools, your local institutions of so-called indoctrination. They so-called call them the Department of Education. No. That's the Department of Subjugation. They indoctrinate you to this all. So in this article, we don't have much time. Let me move on. In this article, the Army lays out, and gotta read this point of this article, which is very, very important so that you can see what's going on. Every year, I got that part. Let me missed it. Hold on. Here's what it says. In the future, I can say with very high degree of confidence in the American Army is probably going to be fighting in urban areas. We need to man, organize, train, and equip the forces for operation in urban areas, highly dense urban areas that's a different construct than we're not organized like that right now. And this came from, let me hurry up through this. This came from Major John Spencer, who was a scholar at the Martin War Institute at the United States Military Academy in West Point, a former Ranger instructor. You need to read this article. We don't have time to do it. You need to read this article. But what is being laid out, ladies and gentlemen, is the untying of America. And I'm going to tell you, they profess perfected the overall and indoctrinated and trained you how to respond to these types of events that they're going to bring about. And they've done it by way of these different events. They've been planning for this for a very long time. In modern times, they started off in the surge in Sarajevo in 1992 to 95. Then the Battle of Mogadishu in 1993. The Russian operation in Grozny in 1994 to 95, and in 1999 and 2000. Then it was Operation Baghdad in 2003, Fallujah in 2004, in Lebanon in 2007, the second battle in the battles in the Ukraine from 2014 to 2015. See, they've instituted and they put in the conditions and environments for us to be indoctrinated into mega city warfare. Why? Because they plan on having mega city warfares. And where are some of the most major cities in the world? Yes, they are, but the most influential ones are in the United States. Because that's going to be the new target. And they're going to untie this. And let me just say this about this. One of the things that's very important is that even if you don't live in the major cities, you will be adversely affected by this if you're not prepared. Because this is going to spread across this country so fast, and it's going to be so deep. It's going to untie. And how it's going to untie? Let me give you some of my opinions real quick. I got to hurry up so that we can take calls and everything else. Here's what I see happening. The wall that they're talking about building, ladies and gentlemen, is not like the Great Wall of China. See, that's what most people think. Because when they see hear wall coming from these individuals, they think they're going to build a wall. It's not what they're really talking about, ladies and gentlemen. What they're really talking about, in my opinion, because that's really feasibly impossible, is not physically impossible, but it doesn't fall within their overall time frame. What they're going to build is a battle line. What is going to be built through way of trade by unraveling and dissolving NAFTA is going to cause an economic war between the United States and everybody else, and particularly Mexico, and there's going to be a wall, a line, a demarcating line between Mexico and the United States. And it has everything to do with economics, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, the Mexican government over the weekend said that they will be, if the U.S. continues to push this agenda of this wall and trying to get Mexico to pay for it, which they will not pay for, what they will do is this. They will expropriate U.S. companies that are in Mexico. They are going to seize U.S. companies' assets, and that's going to register over $100 billion for NAFTA being taken out of the way. Why did Mexico say that, ladies and gentlemen? Because they got the kiss and the blessing of China and the backing of Russia, Iran, and all others. So this is huge. The wall that they're building, ladies and gentlemen, is a financial one. And it's going to be one that's going to be upheld by confrontation, conflict. They're not going to build a great wall of China. No. That's what they want you to think, because then that invokes your emotions. But you really have to invoke your spirit to see what these liars are doing. This is how gods are being led by devils. The great creator gave you the ability to be, to have a free will and to create abundantly and greatly. But we've been deceived into thinking by following the system of economics, geopolitical, education, militarization, and the institutions of schooling that has become the gods. Whenever you look at a dollar bill and they talk about in God we trust, the God that they're talking about is their system. And that system of their God is one that has great wrath. And it has a heaven and hell to put you in. Because we surrender ourselves to it. And in my estimation, they're going to continue to compromise the overall relationships. And they're going to bring in different, you're going to see different events that have happened to where you will start to see the military on the streets, ladies and gentlemen. And then by that time, the fulfillment of the overall fascist state of martial law will be complete. It is going in the necessary steps at the prearranged times. Why? Because they've been doing this for millions of years and it's worked so well. Because they've divided people among imaginary borderlines that have become our emotional, that has garnished us having an emotional attachment to something that doesn't exist, that was created by the patterns of men. And those things are, ladies and gentlemen, the left and the right paradigm. Those things are the overall racial guidelines. Those things are the national guidelines. Those things are the rich, the have and the have nots. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You don't know any rich folks. Because the system, if they're talking about being rich from within the system, is one thing you got to know about that is that that is an economic setup that was actually patented by the economy itself. Many of us, I heard a sister, I forgot who it was, there was a sister on YouTube, Scotty knows who it was, and L.A. Ramon sent it to me, and it was good, and it talked about Donald Trump said something about what do we have to lose, what do black people have to lose, you're poor anyhow. A lot of people got upset. The sister said Donald Trump was right. I understand what she was saying. Statistically, the sister was right. But here's where she was fundamentally wrong. There's not one person on this planet that is poor. There's not one individual person on this planet that is poor. The only thing that they are poor, see, numbers don't lie, but the people that put in the data do. The only reason why there is poverty is because we accept the economy, the patented format that has been set for ways and means. Your way of life provides for their means of life. This is why there is not one person on this planet that is poor. It's actually every single person on this planet is wealthy. But we surrender our wealth. It's our intrinsical value, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing without, if something does not have intrinsical value, it has no relevance. It has no worth. See, they tell you that you're poor because they set up the boundaries and the barriers by way of their overall economic system. And they get you away from what the great creator had put into place without requirement for you. But see, man gives you rights that can be repossessed at any time. Your overall sovereignty can only be surrendered by you. The great creator has no requirements on how you execute your free will. Because your free will is not a threat. Your free will is an opportunity, or it can be a burden for you. And so this untying of the United States is going to come by economically. The rest of the world will divest itself of the United States. The rest of the world is right now actively repatriating their intrinsical value items such as gold. The U.S. will be repatriating something as well. It's cash. And its cash will be trash upon bringing it back. You will have barrels and barrels of cash, ladies and gentlemen, but not a darn thing
to buy of intrinsical worth. There won't be that medium of exchange because no one will have confidence in that cash. So in this untying of the United States, you're going to see that the overall battlegrounds will be in the major cities, and they will adversely affect those that are in the country as well, because the just-in-time delivery system, in order to fight and engage that overall embattlement, all of the resources will think of where all of the resources come from, ladies and gentlemen. It comes from a lot of the ports and everything else, and everything gets to different places on this planet in this country by the just-in-time delivery system. When you don't have anything to facilitate that just-in-time delivery system, you have to be able to rely on your intrinsical abilities, your talents, your wealth. This is why there's not one person on this planet that's poor. Every person you know is vastly wealthy. The only difference is this: there are some that surrender their wealth to someone else. Now they become abundantly more wealthy, and now you become poor based on their standards. The great creator gave us all talents. That is our intrinsical wealth. And until we start understanding what real assets are, people are an asset. The letter of the law is the theft of assets. We have to get back to the spirit of the law, ladies and gentlemen. Because, in my opinion, it is going to cause such an economic hardship like never before. The Great Depression will have nothing on it. The former Empire of Rome, well, which is still an empire today in the United States and everywhere else, it still exists, will have nothing on it. And what is going to happen is that they are actively telling you how they're setting everything up. This is why you're seeing the militarization. This is why you're seeing the protest, because the system is actually bringing about, and they're teaching you how to respond to it. And one of the things that they got you, a lot of people on, is they got you on this election. An imaginary line. You're fighting over an imaginary line. So why our wheels keep spinning and we get no traction? Because they wanted to engineer, because it was the perfect thing. This is why they push everything on you through the media and train you that this is what you're, these are your causes, this is your group, this is your party, this is yours, but they're all been structured under command of the system itself. They work for them as well as you when we fall for this. And this is critical. Listen, get ready to go to our last commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'll come back. I've got like 5 more minutes. There's a couple of things I got to do on the untying of the United States. I want to just lay out really what do I mean by that. I mean, laying out how that's going to happen. But when we come back, we'll jump back into this, and then we'll open up the phone lines. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. Hit **.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium. I believe we may have been disconnected from the board. Dave, are you there?
Oh, sorry about that, Scotty. No, I had muted myself. Sorry about that. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's me, Dave, from L.A., and we just want to thank you all for listening today. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I'm about to post inside of BTR Community. And for Tando's page, the actual Department of Defense, Secretary of Office of the Secretary, Defense Support of Civilian Law Enforcement Agency, and this came on Friday, April the 12th of 2013 is actually what it was. It was April, not May. So I'm going to put that there so that you can read this stuff for yourself. Very, very critical that you know these things for yourself. So what I want to do is, just before we go to the phone line, and we're going to open up the phone lines in just a minute. Why is this so important? This is so important because this has been set up for a very long time. There's nothing original about the overall program of subjugation and enslavement. They rehash it. There's a reason why the Statue of Liberty has chains on her feet and what that whole Statue of Liberty really represents. For those of you that live in New York or have been in New York and have seen this Statue of Liberty, did you take notice to what is on her feet and what that symbolizes? That means that the facade of liberty is always hidden under cloaking of the chains of enslavement. This is why her dress covers that. But they tell you everything. You claim your liberty because all of your rights can be repossessed. Your liberty can be taken away because it's by man that you have liberty. It's by the great creator that you have sovereignty. And we surrendered that and we said, I want what man gives us. In God we trust. They tell you everything. Once you start asking questions, your true talents, your true abilities, and your true sovereignty supersedes the lies and the indoctrination and the brainwashing that you've been under for years, under all of the lies. The untying of the United States, ladies and gentlemen, is necessary in order for this system to remain relevant. Because if they don't have the untied states of America, if they don't have wars, if they don't have, they have population outbursts that they can't control any longer. They have to have control over the people before one day somebody pulls the curtain on the Wizard of Oz. And they have to have an economic system, because when you follow the yellow brick road, you're on the path that has been set forth and engineered by the very system that controls you, that keeps you from going home, Dorothy. Where is your home? Wherever you decide to build, wherever your talents are displayed, wherever your creative energy is released and invested in. That's your home. And I hate to say, for many years, centuries upon millions of years, our homes have been created by the paradigm of enslavement, because we walked away from what the great creator had given us without obligation. The great creator has never given you any obligations. Yes, there may be the spirit of the laws, but those are things in which, if you know, they won't punish you. You may get a lesson, but it's not something that continuously punishes you. The spirit of the law condemns you completely. And everything, I don't care who you are on this planet, you have a choice as to how you're going to respond, because this energy that's been created outside of you is very real and apparent. Your response to it is critical. Do we facilitate and uphold it? Do we condone it? Do we harbor it? Do we keep it going? Many of us haven't asked that question of ourselves. And we all need to. I do, you do, we do. But the thing about it is that the correct answer is the one that you come up with. Do you care? It's up to you if you do or not. Do you want to participate? It's up to you. Do you want to get the comforts of man? Then fine. You could do that. That's your free will. But remember, there's consequences for everything that we do. There's even consequences for, you know, being in the ecosystem. But believe me, but those consequences do not enslave you. That's the biggest difference. So the untying of the United States is going to come about because the system needs it, and the reason why the system needs it is so that it can control and have relevance over the rest of the world. They don't care about you anymore. They've used the United States exactly for what it was good for using for. Establish something that everyone will look at, have an emotional tie to, and then you can control the narrative by pulling the strings from behind the screen. And the United States served a great purpose, but the untied states of America will serve just a greater purpose. The system needs it. And when they untie it, the United States is going to go into receivership. Different countries will claim different parts of here because of the assets and what was owed to those countries by the United States when it can't pay it any longer. They're going to enslave the people here even further. And the rest of the world will be looking, because what they're going to do is the quality of life that you have had falsely here, they're going to give it to somebody else. They have to have that transferring, that jumping around, so that they can control everybody by it. This is what this system has done for millions of years. And as they untie this, all of the things from immigration to the economy, all of this is going to continue to boil over until you have the martial law. Then you're going to have the fights, and every person here that has been as blindly following this as they have, they're going to pick a side based off emotion. And they're going to pick those sides off of the same emotional lies that have been the demarcating emotional lines of division that have been in great effect for so long. Oh, their system is well. But the thing about them is that the system may be well, but it's run by idiots. What I mean by idiots is this. They have an insatiable appetite that it's never enough. And because of that, their discipline is very shallow. if the people will finally realize that if you continue to play by what was set as standard by the system that controls you, then if you play by those rules, they will rule you. Different states will go in different directions. Mexico is talking about seizing assets because of how much they gave the United States centuries ago. And why is this relevant, ladies and gentlemen? Because in this war, the whole world is going to be against the United States. And when she loses, they're going to enslave every place here. And all of the states will unite, will untie themselves. They're going to say, we don't want to be a part of that. And then people are going to say, yeah, we don't want to be. And they got you once again because you're doing it by the same standards. In the same consciousness that's created these problems. And as the different states go their different ways, the overall enslavement here is going to be even greater. And the rest of the world is going to give you no relief. They're going to say, you deserve it. And there's even a worse trick. Even more of a deadly trick. They're going to give somebody, some groups here, an opportunity to make a deal with the devil. And many will go for that trick. But every time you make a deal with the devil, you lose your soul. At some point, the gods have to stop being led by devils. Else you will continue to be liquidated as property, as human resource. So much more there, but we definitely want to open up the lines. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit **. If you have a question or comment, definitely jump in. We'd love to hear from you all. Very, very important. If you put all of this, start to put all of this stuff that's going on together, it's all an act. It's all a stage. It's based in the movement of emotions. And I would say that the moral abatement that we're under can only be reconciled and fixed by you. Individually first. Then let that collective energy, let that energy collectively move in a way to where people will start to see that they can operate by a different way outside of the system. Because no matter who you are, the system controls everything that it's created. So, the untying of the United States, you'll see different parts of the country go in different directions. And it's, in my opinion, is going to be based off of many things. What labor force it has, what leverage it could have by way of seizing of assets. The rest of the world is in great need of things. And one of the most important things that the rest of the world has been sold on, because the rest of the world is being inebriated in this wine of splendor as well, as many of us here have been through this overall falsehood of our living standard and our way, in our overall quality of life by way of a piece of paper. The rest of the world will be equally deceived by this. But many of them, in this transferring of power, many of them right now will never see the adverse side of it again. So they're going to buy into it even further. then at appropriate time, 70 years, 80 years down the line, they'll unwind another state, another state, another corporation. They'll unwind these corporations because they created these corporations to work for them. And in that unwinding, it may take 70 or 80 years, and people will be, you know, they say that we are creatures of habit. Many will see things and they'll think that that is the truth. They'll think that, oh, I can go here and work here and retire and do it. And they'll see that as their overall, because they see this person and that person doing it, not really looking at what is the overall understructure that upholds all of this and what its real, true, sincere nature is. See, most will look at it from a standpoint of what can I get from it? Not even knowing that what you could have outside of that, instead of that, no matter how rich you are here in this paradigm, you have no true understanding of wealth and prosperity, of what you're entitled to by your birthright outside of this. Because you're still going to be sick. You're still going to be under stress. It's still not going to be enough. And you're still going to be fighting wars. And the emotions of someone else is still going to look at you as the problem. That's what the system produces. It's a falsehood. The untying of the states, the untied states of America, is going to be a very trying time. And it's going to be extremely trying for people that aren't prepared. And the most important thing about being prepared is not what you have, but what talents you use and who you and whom you use them for. And many of us are going to choose, many people that are unprepared are going to be led by the masses, the media, the propaganda, and they're going to be willing to kill own family members, people that they don't know, people that doesn't matter, because they are behind a fascist ideology that they think is right. And this is how the battlefield is always filled with the blood of the ignorant and naive. And that's a harsh statement. But that's what this system has produced us to be, naive. We blindly follow things. And we blindly follow things to generational genocide. Blind faith is the first step to generational genocide. So, as this all starts to unfold, we will continue to see the untying, because that overall energy and that momentum is going to actually bring the system even more power. And that power will be increasingly evil, increasingly malicious, malevolent, and increasingly destructive. And I just really hope for all of us here on Tando and that listen to Black Talk Radio Network, that you realize the power of you. There is no savior that can redeem you or release you. The great creator made no mistake in making you. That choice has always been and always will be within you. The only one to save is you, because you're the only one that's captive. At some point, at some time, we have to walk away from the cage that we've been calling our home. So, just want to check, see if we got any callers. If you jump in on the conversation, if you'd like to have a question or comment about it, just give us a call, 866-510-9025. Before we get out of here, hit **, that'll unmute you, 866-510-9025, hit **. Now, this is all coming about. Oh, we got my man, Brother Braggs. Go ahead, Brother Braggs. We got 3 minutes. We got a little time. Go ahead, Brother Braggs.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say peace, and thanks to Scotty Reed and yourself. I've received my T-shirts. I just need one thing. How do I get on the closed group?
Brother Braggs, within BTR, call me right after. I'm going to give you myself, and then you'll see, and then we'll work it out, okay?
Okay. That'll work. Thank you.
Call me right after Tando.
I will. All righty.
Okay. All right, brother.
Hey, Dave, he has his membership information he got sent. He's already been added to the community, so he should just check the email, Brother Brass. Just check your email. It had your login information. So you just go to btrcommunity.com, put in your email address and that temporary password.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk him through it once we get off the show, Scotty. So, okay, any other callers? Jump in right now before we get out of here. I think we got like 2 minutes. No, we don't. We don't. So, all right, everyone. We got a caller out of 727 area code.
Yes, can you hear me, Dave?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Brother Dave, this is Russell, man. I'm traveling. But, man,
my
throughout
man.
This... Yeah, man. I listen a lot. Man, you make a person think. But to get this out, the thing that's the puzzle to me and the question I have is trying to untie ourselves from this system. At the same time, we got a system that has a history of imprisoning people. So we'd have to have, like, to be able to defend ourselves from being in prison or murdered. You know, that's just, you know, that's where my thought pattern's going.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Russ, your phone went out. What was your question or comment real quick?
I was talking about the part of us untying ourselves from from this situation, but remaining untied without being re-imprisoned.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a system that thrives on imprisonment, you know?
So, mm-hmm.
You know, we have to move, we have to be able to move around. So that's the riddle that's in my mind. You
yeah.
know, I just put
good
that out there.
You know, Rick, that's a great point. And you know what? Let me see how much time we got. What I would say to that is that one of the things is that once you realize that you're sovereign and free, you relinquish that stress that we had from the mentality of enslavement. And then now what I would definitely always suggest that you do is that you put out that energy and all of the things that you need to do will properly come to you at all times. Because now, most important thing is from you to think from a sovereign, self-determining energy base. We can never think from what the schools taught us to be. We have to become who we truly are outside of those institutions. So we're going to definitely talk about that again. Great question. We got another caller in queue. We want to get people... before we get Roz, go ahead. We got 2 minutes,
all right,
man.
Thank you. All right. Greetings to you, Brother Bragg, Brother Russell, Scotty. Thanks for a great show. I just wanted to say I'm from New York City, and yes, sir, they do have chains on the feet of the Statue of Liberty. If you look it up, the original Statue of Liberty was supposed to represent an African woman breaking the chains of slavery, and they doctored it to the image that we see today. And like Dave said, they do tell you what they're doing. What they're telling you with the symbolism is that slavery never ended, and they're trying to hide it from you by putting her skirt over the chains. And that's exactly what they do when you walk into a courtroom. When you walk into a courtroom, any courtroom in the United States, United Snakes of America, what you'll find is that you have a blindfolded woman who's supposed to represent Ma'at, who stands for wisdom, justice, love, and reciprocity. And what you find is, in Egyptian culture, the scale is always balanced. When you walk into the courtroom, the scale is unbalanced because they're telling you yep. that it's criminals that run the justice system and that you will never get justice. And it's all in the symbolism. But they put it in front of you and then they laugh at you for believing in the system while they railroad you into the prison industrial complex, otherwise known as slavery. Thank you so much. And I'll mute my line.
Well said, Raj. He said the United States snakes.
That's what they are. Snakes, cobras, or
my
every kind of...
My man, Raj.
My man, Raj. So, very, very true. That's why you have the so-called... You know why the lady is blindfolded? Because you're all slaves. You're all yep. slaves. And Raj is absolutely right. This that balance is uneven. That's right. They tell you everything. So, well said, Brother Roz, as usual. Much love, much respect. Okay, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. Much love and much respect to you. Hopefully you learned something today. And remember, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, ladies and gentlemen, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Great creator willing. Peace.